Good evening and salutations, everybody. So I just got access to old school stuff that I had saved on an old computer. And I found the article that I wrote for a horror online magazine, and it was an article that I wrote called 13 of the Goriest Films Ever Made. So, but this was probably, at least 15 years ago. So, if I had to do a list now, it would be a little updated. But I'll give you the list of what I had come up with back then. So, at number 13, High Tensions. So in 2003, France gave us Americans a shocking and terrifying film. One of the first scenes is of a man in a truck getting head by a corpse's head. So basically, he cut off the head, and y'all can figure out what he was doing with that. In itself, it didn't creep you out unless you weren't a total psycho. Then over the next 30 minutes of the film is just true terror. The killer pretty much just slaughters the family, picking them off one by one, hacking the mother to death, and this is all based on something that happened in Australia. So it was truly shocking, and then to know that it's based off, so we don't know exactly if everything did happen like that, but let's get real, it probably did. And so, number 12 on the list, The Wizard of Gore. So, a lot of people don't know about this filmmaker. His name is Herschel Gordon Lewis. He's basically the godfather of gore. He made some of the best gore movies of the late 60s, early 70s. I can't even tell you. I mean, look up some of his movies. Everybody says now, because we're also used to the CGI and stuff. But if you really think about it, back in the 60s and 70s, you had to really get creative with your special effects, because they just didn't have that technology. So in this film, The Wizard of Gore, you get to see a lady being sawed in half, and then you get to see a spike being driven through her brain, and Herschel Gordon Lewis is basically his idea of movies and how he deals with the death in his movies is all about the presentation. So the splatter, the color, unreal. So for any gore enthusiast, it gives you that satisfaction, but you're also I kind of want more in a weird way. Sorry, I had a burp. So and number 11 in this series, the film Torso. It is a Italian film that came out in the mid to late 70s. So it's kind of a bizarre type of gore film. This Italian piece kind of takes you into a sex-filled world, with orgies, drugs, weirdness, because that was just the time back in the day. But what you end up seeing with these, visuals is stabbings, decapitations, essential horror, and everybody knows the essential horror room, or the essential horror rule, in every film is, if you want to survive a horror film, what don't you do? You don't have sex. I just want to say, Italian horror films, especially back in the late 70s and 80s, were phenomenal. They had, it was almost like artwork, I want to say. Not in a grotesque where you're like, oh my God, like I could do this myself. No, it was, if you're a true horror fan, you can appreciate the lovely gore and the cinematography in a horror film, where especially like films from Italy, films from Spain, even films from Japan, they focus more on that. Yes, they do show the gore and the grossness, but it's done in a way where you're like, ah, man, I wish I would have thought of that. If I was a filmmaker, I wish I would have thought of that. And that's what always struck me about Torso, because that movie was insane, but it was so beautifully done, where you didn't feel like you were watching a horror film. You almost felt like you were watching almost an opera, I guess. I know, weird. Alright, so moving on to number 10, and it's a classic 80s film that I've always personally enjoyed, because I'm just a huge fan of Tom Savini as well. So, classic 80s film, Maniac. So, this film kind of lies somewhere in between of a Son of Sam type of killing and kind of like that early 80s slasher film. Because if you remember, Son of Sam came out in, well, he didn't come out, he just started killing in the 70s. But a lot of these horror films kind of got their ideas and their motivation. I don't want to say that, because that just sounds like you're glorifying them. But it kind of did, because some of these, like, if you realize some of the older serial killers back in the 70s, because this is back when we even knew what it was, what was going on, they kind of set, like, almost, I don't want to say like a blueprint, but it did, but it didn't. I'm just gonna say that. So in this movie Maniac, this killer is stalking the women of New York and just killing them, you know, for having pleasure or making out with someone. And in one of the scenes, which Tom Savini is in, love it, because the killer jumps on top of the car and blasts the shotgun at Tom Savini's head. And there is a documentary where Tom Savini is talking about how they came up with that idea of how to show someone's head being blown off. And basically, he was like, we just got a bunch of scraps from the lunch tray or whatever, filled it with, you know, dye, fake blood, stuff like that. And they actually shot a shotgun, because they put it all in like a plastic bag. They put like a mannequin head and they shot it. And that's what became that incredible scene. It was, I remember seeing that. It was probably about 5 or 6, and I was like, what the fuck? Amazing. Also, there's a very famous scene where the killer scalps the woman's head. Yeah, disturbing to say the least. So number 9, going down the list. So after Texas Chainsaw Massacre in the 70s, and, you know, kind of the 80s brought us a new type of chainsaw killer. And that is from a movie called Pieces. So, basically, this movie was so underground. It was so unheard of. I heard it almost got banned a few times in certain parts. But in the first 10 minutes of this movie, the mother of the son that does the killings in all this movie. She's basically hacked to pieces by her own son. And the son, which is still a child at this point, he made a jigsaw puzzle out of her human parts that he cut up. It's very, very disturbing. It's very, very graphic. But it's also essential in 80s horror. And there's also a very disturbing scene because this movie makes you feel like it's because it's almost a POV of the killer's point of view when he kills people. I don't want to say almost, it is a POV of how the killer kills. But there's one of the scenes that I remember watching that kind of disturbed me. Sorry. Because it was just, it was so raw and so real that I honestly didn't know if I was like watching a snuff film or something. But, sorry. Opening soda. But yeah, there is a scene. Pieces where this woman is taking a shower and the killer comes in. He's got a chainsaw. He's kind of teasing her with it, like, I'm getting close to your belly button, getting close to your body, kind of teasing her with it. And they actually show her peeing herself. And I don't know till this day if they had asked her to do it on her own or she just did it because she was actually frightened, because it was that kind of freaky. And this was the 80s, you never knew. Sorry, burped. Alright, so moving on. Number 8 in this series is Hostel 2. And with this movie, I have only 3 words for the people that have seen Hostel 2 and the most disturbing sequence. Dick cutting scene. Hello. I mean, yes, there were many other disturbing scenes, but that last scene where the girl that was gonna be killed and she buys her way out. Sorry, spoiler alert. Buys her way out, cuts the guy's dick off, and then feeds his dick to the dogs. Ooh. All right, number 7. Psalm 1, if you can believe it. I know that every hardcore, like, 80s fan is thinking, Saw movie, really, blah, blah, blah. But the first thing when you see the lights go on in that first scene is Jigsaw, the actual killer, laying in a pool with a bullet in his head. And all the twists and turns, and you eventually find out that it's him the whole time. But for me, it's a cross between 2 scenes where the bigger guy gets killed with the razor wire death scene or the man being burned alive. Not sure. Number 6 was the Gore Girls. Sorry. It's another movie from Hirsch and Gordon Lewis. One of the most, for me, disturbing scenes was the woman getting burned off her face by a pot of boiling French fries. And when you thought that wasn't enough, along came the woman getting her ass, literally her ass, being beaten by a mallet. And they cut to you, and it really does look like hamburger meat. It's super disturbing, super gross, super awesome if you are a gore fan. But to my original gore fans, number 5 will always be Bloodfest. Some people kind of call this the Citizen Kane of gore movies. I take that off of a reference from John Waters' movie Serial Mom, where her son is such a horror enthusiast. He kind of calls it that. I'm like, that's actually kind of right. Like, literally in the first scene that we see of this movie, a woman is being held down and she is literally getting her tongue ripped out from her mouth. And you see when he pulls out the tongue, it's being slapped across her face. It's so disturbing and so awesome. And it just, I know, it makes me seem like a psycho. I'm just getting really tired, so I'm gonna have to go to bed soon. But getting down to number 4, which was The Midnight Meat Train, which was a story by Clive Barker. So if everybody knows Clive Barker, he is known for Hellraiser. And he is known for being crazy. And also, if I don't know if anyone has ever seen the movie Snatch, Vinnie Jones plays the main antagonist in this film. And I don't think in this entire film he has uttered more than 2 words. Which, when you see what he does, makes it more brutal. And just the fact that he has no feelings, it makes it, because you don't know exactly what he is. I'm not going to give away the ending because it's crazy. But they cast it beautifully because his utter silence and just, so we're getting down to 3. So third film was Cannibal Holocaust. It was an Italian film, and it actually did get banned in a lot of countries. And actually, the director of the film had to go before the French press when it came out, because it was documented as a real film, quote unquote. Kind of like how, you know, Stupid Blair Witch and Paranormal Activity. Sorry, I hate those fucking movies. I think they're so fucking dumb. But this is what catapulted them. But back, I mean, you gotta remember, back when this movie was made in the late 70s, it was unheard of. So he actually got brought up on charges for recording a snuff film, because people really thought people were being killed on film. So, in this film, there are just so many disturbing scenes. We actually see a woman having her fetus forcibly removed, along with a lot of gang rapes, a beheading, an impalement, animal rights had to be called in, because there was issues with that. So the original Italian film, like I said, released as a snuff film. The film was actually confiscated for 10 days. And like I said, the director was forced to avoid the actors' contracts in order for them to appear in court, because the director had the actors sign contracts like no press, like no nothing type of thing, because they actually believed the... It's a very, like, I don't recommend it for people that aren't in... Not that I'm into this stuff, because that's just going to sound weird. I just like horror in general. I expand my mind. I like to watch stuff, because, you know what? Stuff that I may not agree with, I might be like, wow, that was disturbing, and it opens your mind to something else. But also, this was kind of a dear film when I was a kid. Like, you know, because I grew up in the 80s and this film came out in like the late 70s, and it was like, oh, I dare you to watch this film. So it kind of became like that. And then once you watch it, you're like, oh my God, what the fuck did I just do? Number two film was Dead Alive by the late, great George A. Romano. Great film. Was not given a. I'm sorry. Not. Oh my God. I totally just fucked up. I was looking at my notes, said Dead Alive, but looking at my first pick, and George A. Romano is the director. Put it to my second. Sorry. Dead Alive was actually made by Peter Jackson. A lot of people don't know that. Because a lot of people put Peter Jackson with Lord of the Rings. But no, he actually made some awesome fucking horror movies back in the early 80s. It was awesome. Dead Alive, I have it on DVD. I'll still watch it just for shits and giggles. Because it's fucking hilarious. Basically, it's just like this dude is just fighting zombies, animated in tendons, spinal cords, heads, legs. Like, it's so awesome. It's just weird. And one of the best scenes is the dinner scene, and it still grosses me out because I can't watch when the lady's eye pops out and starts oozing into her soup, and she doesn't know it, and she eats it. It's so gross. So, I guess I already gave away the first film was Day of the Dead. I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. My eyes go wonky sometimes. But Day of the Dead was my first pick because this film just, it was a way ahead of its time for when it came out. I mean, you get body parts, you get gore, you get limbs, you get zombies, you get just everything. And especially for being in the early 80s, it was not, that's not what you saw. You saw just, you know, I guess goofy stuff. This was more real, and thanks to Tom Savini because he made it more real, which I love. But oh my God, I just rambled on, I guess. All right, guys. Well, I hope you have a good night and happy St. Patrick's Day.